Topic 13. Key text. Music in the digital age. Music is good for your health. It lowers stress levels, lifts mood, and eases pain. But what about the health of the music industry? The digitization of music means that songs can now flow freely across international borders, reaching audiences of millions. All it takes is the tap of a key or a click of a mouse. While studio executives fret about piracy and reduced incomes for musicians, 16-year-old Benjamin Palomäki saw something else in the new technology: a way to follow his dreams. Benjamin Palomäki, beatmaker. Music had always been a part of Benjamin's life, especially R&B and hip-hop. He had enjoyed the work of artists like Jay-Z, Drake, and Ryan Leslie, but the jump from listening to music to making music came from a class at his local comprehensive school. A course in music technology sparked his interest in making beats. A beat, Benjamin explains, is an instrumental, a piece of music without vocals. A hip-hop artist will take this and add all the other stuff, the lyrics, the video, the ideas, and so on. A beatmaker is, as the name suggests, a person who creates these beats. By hooking up a music keyboard to his computer, Benjamin was able to compose instrumentals in his own bedroom. Usually starts with a bass melody, playing around with strings, trumpets, choruses, pianos, and so on. Later, he will add ambience, loops, drum beat, and other effects. Sometimes composing a beat will take 4 hours, he says. Sometimes 2 months. When Benjamin tried to sell his beats to Finnish artists, there was little interest. But his discovery of the website SoundClick changed everything. Now he could put his music up for sale in a global marketplace. It's a kind of eBay for beatmakers, he explains. You upload your instrumental so artists and producers can listen to it. If they like what they hear, they can then purchase it. Benjamin understands the power of the internet to open doors and enable musicians like himself to communicate with the world. A beat composed in a Finnish bedroom can be heard by music professionals in many countries. Soon he was selling his beats to American hip-hop artists. It was an exciting time for Benjamin. I remember how happy I was when performers like Nifty and Scarface started using my beats, he says. His involvement with the American hip-hop scene proved to be a useful springboard for entering the Finnish market. Now singers like Majuri, Cheek, Unikki and Tampere rock vocalist Pate Mustajärvi have made use of his beats. Benjamin has also created a beat for the MTV3 show Diili, a Finnish version of The Apprentice, which was performed by Unikki under the name Elämäsi Diili, Deal of a Lifetime. Apart from being quick to spot the opportunities offered by the online world, what is the secret of Benjamin's success? He shrugs at the question. I just like to make sure each beat is as good as I can make it, he answers. He does not mention the fact that he might work on a beat for 10 hours without a break, nor that he is prepared to stay up all night trying to get the sound he wants. Is he hoping to make a career out of this? His response to the question is practical. If you want to make big money, you should go to the US. A beatmaker like Timbaland, who has created beats for Justin Timberlake, can become a multimillionaire. That's not going to happen in Finland. What matters to Benjamin is that his work reaches an audience. I get a buzz out of seeing my work on TV or hearing it on the radio, he says, and I like it when someone tells me they heard one of my tracks at the dance club. The downsides? Well, the credit for the music you have created goes to the performer and not you. Beatmakers are usually invisible. Then again, that's the way the business is.